All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, after a historic layoff, the NBA Finals are set to begin, and I talk about that because you look at the fact that the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers both took care of business rather quick in their respective conference finals matchups. Of course, the Cavaliers swept the Atlanta Hawks in four games, and the Warriors took care of the Houston Rockets in five games, and the NBA and the television network, in this case ABC, decided to stick to their original plan to begin the finals tonight, June 4th, at 9 p.m. So because of that, both of these teams come into this game, or this series rather, well-rested. And you look at the Cavaliers, of course, they had a 53-29 record in the regular season, and they had their struggles, which was to be expected. You know, LeBron James comes back to Cleveland after 4 years with the Miami Heat, and you know, this new team led by LeBron, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving to begin the season, they had to gel with each other. So, of course, it was a slow start. There were tough times for Cleveland, but they really turned it on in the second half of the season, and we've seen what they've been able to do in the postseason. They swept past the Boston Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They were able to get past the Chicago Bulls in six games in the second round, and they won the last three games of that series. And, of course, they swept the Atlanta Hawks. So right now, Cleveland comes into the NBA Finals on a seven-game winning streak. And you look at the supporting cast around LeBron James. You look at Kyrie Irving at point guard, J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert, who were acquired midseason from the New York Knicks, Tristan Thompson, Timofey Mozgov, who was acquired midseason from the Denver Nuggets, and Matthew Dellavedova. Now, on the flip side for the Golden State Warriors, under their first-year head coach, Steve Kerr, you look at a team that is led by the reigning NBA MVP, and I'm talking about point guard Steph Curry. And around him, you have Draymond Green, Andrew Bogut, Harrison Barnes, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, his fellow Splash brother, Sean Livingston, Maurice Spates, Festus Ezeli, and David Lee. And you look at this series, and you look at the matchups, and you have two first-year head coaches, Steve Kerr with the Warriors, and of course, David Blatt with the Cavaliers. But of course, David Blatt came to the Cavs after winning several championships in the Israeli League. Steve Kerr he's seen the ins and outs of the NBA game. This is a guy, he won multiple championships, first with the Chicago Bulls as a player, and then as a member of the San Antonio Spurs. During his time with the Chicago Bulls, of course, he was under head coach Phil Jackson, and then with the Spurs under head coach Greg Popovich. So you're talking about two of the better coaches in NBA history that Steve Kerr had the ability to learn from at the professional level, not to mention that he did work in the front office as the general manager of the Phoenix Suns for a few years. So there is some experience there on the side of Kerr. Now, you look at the two superstars in this series, and I'm talking about LeBron James and Steph Curry, and how will their opponents be able to guard them? First and foremost, with LeBron, you really can't stop this dude. LeBron's going to get his 30. That's the bottom line. LeBron is a physical guy. He loves to get to the basket. What the Warriors have to do in this series is show LeBron James multiple looks. You look at a guy like Andre Iguodala, who has phenomenal length for a wing player. He has the length of nearly that of a seven-footer with those long arms of his. So it's going to be important for him to stay out of foul trouble and guard LeBron. But just in case he does, you have a guy like Harrison Barnes. Not as big and not as strong as Andre Iguodala, but he's a guy that's quick. So it's all about just showing LeBron different matchups. Then you bring in Draymond Green to the equation. Draymond Green is a guy that he's bigger than Andre Iguodala, not as fast, and he still has some size on him. And it's just about giving him different matchups. The Warriors also have multiple guys who they can use at the power forward and center position just to plug up the middle and try to sway LeBron James from getting as many easy baskets driving to the lane as possible. And then on top of that, making him work for every single point. I'm talking about the big bodies of Maurice Spates and Festus Ezeli, David Lee and Andrew Bogut. Not to be there to score as much, but just to provide big bodies down low. Then on the flip side, for the Cavaliers defensively. They have to try to stop Steph Curry, but Steph Curry has shown throughout his brief NBA career that he is a guy that, you know what, it doesn't take a lot for him to get going. And if he hits one or two jump shots in a row, you better watch out. So that's going to be a key matchup in this series, Curry versus Irving. And Irving right now, he's playing with a bad knee. The extra time off will help him in that, but still, Steph Curry is a handful. Kyrie, he's given in, and he's played the team ball more, and he's listened to LeBron this season, and you could see it paying off, because the main thing is, in the past, Kyrie Irving has been a guy that tends to play for himself. He's not doing that this year. He's playing more team ball, and for him, if Steph Curry gets going early in this game, Kyrie cannot get swayed by that, and he has to stay within the realm of what the Cavaliers do, because he is still going to be vital for Cleveland if they are going to go out there and win this series. Now, you look at the half-court game for both of these teams. In the past, the Warriors were a little more free-flowing, but you saw that transition through previous head coach Mark Jackson to more of a half-court game, and it's now even more under head coach Steve Kerr. But this team can still get out in transition and beat you. The Cavs love to play in the half court, but they can also beat you in transition as well. This is going to be a phenomenal series. You look at the depth of both of these teams, and I think benches are going to play a big part in both of these contests. I give the edge bench-wise to the Golden State Warriors in this series because they do have more depth. And you look at a guy like Steph Curry and what he can do, and a lot of people are worried about Klay Thompson as he's coming off of that concussion. He's been able to practice. He's been cleared. And I think he's going to go out there and show you that, you know what, he really doesn't have too many ill effects. He might be a little bit rusty at first, and that's due to the fact of the long layoff. And I think in the first game of the series, it will be a good opportunity if you're Cleveland try to steal a game because the Warriors might be rusty. Normally you would say that, but at the same time, Cleveland has had a longer layoff from clinching the conference finals than Golden State did. So, of course, Cleveland wants to go out to Oakland and try to get at least one game at the Oracle Arena before it goes back to the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland for games 3 and 4. And it's going to be a tough task. And I think Cleveland just simply doesn't have enough to get over the hump versus Golden State in a 7-game series. So I'm going to take the Warriors in this one, and I'm going to have them win their first NBA championship since 1975. And I see them defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers in 6 games. Not to say that this is not going to be a great series, because I really think it is. I think the majority of the games are going to be tight, but the bottom line is it comes down to the superstars in this one. LeBron James and Steph Curry. And when, like I said before, once Steph Curry gets going, he is tough to stop. And that's not taking anything away from LeBron James. And honestly, I really would not be surprised at some point in this series that you would see LeBron James attempting to guard Steph Curry. But if LeBron does it too much, how much would that take out of his offensive game for the Cavaliers? Because LeBron is probably one of the best conditioned athletes in the world. But you look at a guy like Steph Curry, he does not stop. He doesn't stop moving on the offensive end of the floor. And that could take a lot out of a player come the NBA Finals. So in the end, I think it's going to be the Golden State Warriors winning their first NBA championship in 40 years. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, like I always say, folks, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And we have the page on Facebook at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like that as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.